Thanks for calling the Beards and Sundries hotline. You've reached Anthony. Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, it's Jason. I got to meet 4 out of the 5 balls at TBRU this weekend, and it was great. I know we're really stretching the brunch theme, like, way, way past that episode, but while we were in Dallas, we went to Ellen's, and they had, as a brunch item, Joe's balls. And A, they were delicious, as you would expect, but they were, like, really fucking weird. Maybe also a probe. They were, like, arancini balls, but with grits and other, like, thematic fillings, like with, I don't know, breakfast sausage in one of them. And then they had insane dipping sauces. So I'm putting this out into the ether of brunch items that you could pursue. Go to Allen's in Dallas and have Joe's balls. They're delicious.
You've reached the Beards and Sundries podcast, where things get gay and hilarious. You've made it past seasons 1, 2, and 3. Now you've reached season 4, the hottest season yet. This season's gonna be the tits. Now sit down, strap on, I mean in, and get ready to laugh your asses off with your 3 bearded hosts, because they've been waiting all week to get you hot for this show. Now, welcome your hosts, Jay, Anthony, and Joe.
And welcome back.
Hello, dears. How are you?
Unacceptable, naughty stool.
Welcome back to season 4, episode 16, right?
Yeah.
16!
Yes.
Beards and Sundries.
Sweet 16. Ooh, man, I love 16. 16 candles. You guys seen that?
Yes. But, you guys, it's time for another lunch break here at Beards and Sundries. It's the shop where 3 gay men with beards do inventory on a new sundry item in each episode.
My name is Jay, and... Uh-oh, teacher. Is there any way I can get some extra credit? I've been so bad in your class.
Hey. The porn episode was last week.
I know. I'm continuing it right now.
Jesus.
I said silence.
Now go buy my mashed potatoes.
They're whipped potatoes, Jay.
Sorry, my bad.
Anyways, I'm glad you led with that one, because I'm Anthony, and come back to the locker room and coach will teach you all about the vas deferens.
But I thought we were just doing push-ups.
A different kind of push-up. Something up. And I'm Joe, and joke's on you, Mrs. Wilson, because I do have a calculator with me everywhere I go, so who's looking now? But that means that today's sundry items are things we wish we would have been taught in school. Now, this week we're turning the break room into a classroom of sorts to chat about a few things that we wish we would have been taught growing up in public education, instead of learning all about the mitochondria. Boring. After the break, we have some random knowledge and useless facts to share that'll be more fun than school. But before we sharpen those dicks and Ticonderogas, how about this week's voicemail?
Can confirm, Jason. They're weird.
Hey!
And they taste great.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Also, does everyone think I only have one testicle? I'm confused.
No, everyone knows the other one's arancini.
And it's weird, because it's gritty.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. After a workout.
But I mean, you know, walking. Jason, we invite you to find out in person.
I get your dipping sauce right here. I said silence.
I said sauce.
Oh. A red or white sauce?
White sauce, hopefully.
It's red, I better be going to the doctor.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe some damage to your vas deferens, boy.
Shut up, coach. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you, Jason. We'll text you about this later.
Yes, thank you very much for spreading the knowledge about my balls all over Dallas and the brunch tables even further beyond that.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, Joe... Man.
Thought we were about to get it. Damn it.
Do you think I can find Lincoln Logs in the sundries aisle?
Yeah? What do you need Lincoln Logs for?
It's Lincoln Logs. You didn't play with Lincoln Logs when you were in school?
He's going to put them right next to the cell phone up his ass.
What?
We had Lincoln Logs at home to play with, kind of like Legos, but we never played with them at school.
Oh, my God. You didn't grow up poor in the poor part of the Midwest. Like Jay and I did.
That's true. But if you guys are new to the show and you're wondering just what the hell a sundry is, the term comes from an old English word meaning odds and ends. Now today, it's used mainly in retail as a way to group together items that don't typically have a group of their own. So, as three very poorly educated gay men with beards, we are using the term to group together the wide range of topics that we cover.
Wow. I also want to start off with the calculator talk. How many times did I hear that in school as a kid?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So often.
Which, what was annoying was even as a kid, I was just like, but if it's going to be such a problem, I guess I'll just carry a calculator. I have pockets.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, why do we have to do this when there's still calculators out there that'll fit in my pocket? Don't shame me.
I mean, I use my calculator to get the sharks under my bed.
Wait, do you have alligators under your bed? How weird. But you really shouldn't be afraid of those sharks. They're terrifying.
But then, speaking of the calculators, remember like when you got a little higher in school and everyone was getting like the TI-89 or the graphing calculator?
Yes.
And everyone thought they were hot shit because they had this cool calculator and they could play games on it and you were just breaking it out to be cool.
You could play games on it?
The weirdest flex ever. Yeah. Yeah, a few of them.
What the fuck was I doing in school then? I was just doing math.
Yeah, I was just doing graphs and shit. Sine and cosine and tangent.
Did you guys ever play with those the blocks that would interconnect and you would use them to make groups of 10 and then you would count that way?
The little I was stacking bricks. Just about to say, you mean Lincoln Logs? Like we talked about it at the beginning of this, and you went all on bullshit on me.
You mean like blocks, just like wooden crappy blocks?
No, they were like these little plastic. I want to say they were like a centimeter by a centimeter, and you would connect them into lines of 10, and that's how we count 10 to 100.
We went to school in Oklahoma. In Kansas, we didn't have things like that. They were like, here's a rock that I grabbed from the driveway, split it up into tens. And I'm just like, and what they were doing was like, we were literally like breaking rocks down so we could have gravel.
Right. Coal mining in Kansas.
I guess, so Morgantown was the county seat, and it is where West Virginia University is, so we probably did have some trickle-down money from the university, so we probably did have a couple of kickbacks.
Oh, trickle-down university.
That's Reaganomics for you.
I was like, that's Reaganomics, but with Clintonism in it, because it had some democratic qualities to it.
That's true.
Education.
Fun fact, Bill Clinton spoke at my college graduation. I don't remember anything he said.
Fun fact, I don't know if a president has been to Kansas in a lot of years.
Why would they? What's the point?
Exactly.
More like Kansas.
Like Biden goes out there and he goes, look at all this wheat. And then he falls asleep.
And then Mitch McConnell goes out there and he says,
sir, do you see the wheat?
You gotta speak up when talking about the wheat. Also, growing up, did you guys ever use book socks or did you guys use grocery bags?
Grocery bags. Book for socks. What? What's a book sock?
Okay, I didn't know I was Richie Rich over here, but goddamn. All right, so book socks were like this. So book socks were like this stretchy fabric textbook cover that you would put on your textbooks, and they had like different patterns and different like colors and everything, and you could put like your papers in there in the front, and they were cool. I liked them a lot.
So you had socks to put over your book covers?
Not over the book covers. They were the book cover.
So
this is made extra funny by the fact, the juxtaposition of the fact that you were putting special socks on your books for school, and I was using my regular socks as mittens in the winter.
One, they're not actual socks. They were just called book socks because they were like a sock for your book.
I know, but sorry. The sock wasn't for my hand. It was for, but I still used it as a mitten.
I just got this image of Joe like having to help in the library, and he's throwing socks over the books, and right when he like sets it down, it says Hanes. Fruit of the Loom.
That's what made you laugh.
It's just actually what really made me laugh the most was you were like, so we bought socks for our books, and I'm over here like, we had to like tape the book cover on, and we'd get in trouble, right? If it came back with a little rip on it. Which, speaking of, my librarian, as an adult, like, I'm just like, oh, I totally get her. As a kid, most terrifying woman I think I've ever met. She was this short, super mean lady. Scared of her. I imagine like if I ruined a book, she would punch me. Mean. Oh, my God.
My mom used to volunteer at my elementary school library.
Oh, well, she's not mean. Well, what were you mean back then?
Ironically... She's gonna give me so much shit for this. If you ever, Anthony, get to take a look at her driver's license picture, she always looks so serious in her photos, and she looks like an angry librarian, so maybe there's something there.
Well, kids are annoying. I mean, I get it. Imagine going to the library and being like, shut the fuck up! Every day for numerous hours.
She probably did.
Good
at
for
least
her.
On the inside.
I think about Hit that with kids time. Every day anyways.
I think about that with Jay all the time.
I'm driving in the car, and I see kids in the next car over, and I'm like, shut the fuck up! Joe has the perfect Peter Griffin voice for scenarios like that. He's like, hey, Crashy!
Hey, Crashy! Gotta get that little bit of New England in there.
Yeah, I can do it. For it. You have a knack for it, because apparently you only get that accent when you have enough money for book socks.
No, you get that accent when your parents are both from Massachusetts, move to Miami for the Air Force, and then move back to West Virginia because they couldn't afford Massachusetts.
I was gonna say that's I know exactly where he gets it from.
Oh yeah,
being around the Northeasterners.
Yep, my dad Richard, they'll call him Richet. Richet, put your shots on and get in the car. And I'm like, oh God, is Peter Griffin here?
I lost my khakis. Did you lose your khakis or your car keys?
No, your khakis. They're in your khakis.
Khakis.
God.
Pop the cot out of yard.
So speaking of languages, you guys think it's kind of messed up that the U.S. doesn't teach multiple languages in school more intricately?
Oh, they do. They just do it really bad.
Like in other countries, you're learning like two or three languages fluently in school.
I just really wish they would have forced me, because I know we had... Spanish and French, I think, is an... Actually, I don't know if we had French anymore when
we
I was
Spanish
in high school.
Spanish and French.
But I know we had Spanish as an option, and they didn't make you take foreign language. And so it was just, I don't know, kind of disappointing that they didn't make us do that, because I think I would have benefited a lot learning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they did a... What was it? It was a Spanish by, like, TV... was what we did, and they had like episodes we would watch. So our Spanish teacher didn't actually speak Spanish. He just sort of spoke English in he spoke the Spanish. Spanish in English that was in the textbook that he had to do his part of, while some dude on a TV screen taught us.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I had this Spanish teacher my freshman year of college, actually, and he was a white guy, but he was fluent, so he would teach Spanish. And after everything he said, he'd want us to repeat it. So he would say, so and so and so. And then he would say, usted? Every time. So, like, I that always sticks in my head all the time. So, like, if I try to make someone understand something, I was, usted?
So the textbook for this, and I don't know how I remember this, because I cannot remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. The textbook that we used for the video, like, Spanish class was called Paso a Paso, which means step by step. And I just found it. I'm going to put a picture of it up here, but it is old as shit. Anyways, it's from January 1st, 1996.
Oh, wow. You had pretty new textbooks. I'm kidding.
Spanish was new.
Oh, Spanish was a new Alaska, language in Oklahoma.
The new state everyone's going to love.
I can't get over how new Alaska really is, just because one of my Christmas movies I watched, White Christmas, it was made in 1954, and at one point they're talking, and they're like,
yeah, we didn't
oh,
have
yeah.
Alaska yet.
Our brother's out of country right now in Alaska, and when I was watching it, I'm like, huh?
Or any good Alaska.
What? And then I'm like, oh my god, this movie was made before Alaska became a state in 59.
Yeah.
Back here in the territory.
Gosh.
Well, also, wasn't there that weird fact that there were, like, presidents alive that never knew about the existence of dinosaurs?
Yeah. Several of our first presidents didn't know.
Yep.
They wouldn't have believed it anyway.
Nah. They'd be like, this is a big dog.
I've got a random fact for you after we get back from the break later about dinosaurs. Don't let me forget.
Oh, ooh, fun.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You know, switching subjects really quick, I have been in the workforce since, shit, I guess if we consider even when I was a kid, I was mowing lawns at like 8. But I'll just say 18 now. I have not once used the word mitochondria in anything I do.
Or endoplasmic reticulum.
But I need you to know that every year I was in school in a science course, even college, I had to deal with mitochondria being the powerhouse of the cell.
In college?
It was part of my associate's degree in my biology or something. I paid money to be taught what I learned through grade school and high school. And I'm like, stop.
So I went to this, my first math class in college. And the very first day he was telling us, like, we were looking over the curriculum and it was like order of operations and I just super basic stuff. And he was like, you don't have to come to class unless it's for like test days. Otherwise, just make sure you turn in your homework. And I was like, and I will see you at finals.
Oh, order of operations. Do they still teach that or do they have that weird math now?
I have no idea. No clue. I don't want to learn math. I do enough math at work. Ugh, at work.
Because I was always taught that you always do the part that's in the parentheses first. That's the P in PEMDAS, right?
Right.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, PEMDAS.
Right.
Yeah. So I keep seeing these math problems on like Facebook or whatever, and people are like getting all the answers wrong because they're not doing it right. But then I'm like, do we still use PEMDAS? Like, is it still a thing? Like,
I have no
that
idea.
Will affect what the answer is.
You know, that is also kind of weird. We're in grade school learning all this shit, and then we graduate, and they're like, oh, no, 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 it's changed. You don't do it that way anymore. And I'm like, wait, what? How am I supposed to be an adult?
I'm just glad that Excel formulas do still do it that way, because otherwise it would break my entire fucking brain, and I wouldn't be able to work anymore. I would just quit.
Yeah.
Speaking of basic math, when did you guys do your times tables?
Oh, God, when I was super
first
young.
First grade?
Something like that.
First grade. Okay. We did ours in third grade. And,
I remember pulling out times tables then.
We did them in third grade and we would do a quiz. I think it was every week. And if you did like the thing right and got like, you know, your one times, four times, five times right or whatever, you would get a little scoop of ice cream drawing and you could color it and decorate it. And then you could put it on the wall and that was your ice cream cone. And you could go all the way from 1 to 12 on your times tables.
I am so
we did 1 through 12.
Any of that.
Yeah, thinking back, the reason I only remember doing times tables, just very vague ones, is first grade, is because I brought them home and my mom was like, my God, you guys are learning it this early?
That is early.
But that was the only time. And all they were doing was kind of introducing us to it, to the very easy stuff. To
well, basically, I mean, she had just learned them last week in her defense, Jay.
That's true. That's really true. Mom
I mean,
was
zero
like,
and one are easy, so that's fine.
That pretty much. We were doing something times zero and then something times two because you could also do like whatever that number was plus whatever number that was to get the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was kind of what you were learning and times one. But
God, in first grade, we were doing like the hands on a clock and like basic stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuck with me. And then I remember in second grade, in my mom, she, long story short, she has to write with her left hand. She's not left-handed, but she has to. And so her signatures are terrible. And in grade school, I forgot that she didn't sign my book report 1 week or something. So I was just like, well, I'll fucking sign this. And it was so funny because I'd done it numerous times. And my second grade teacher pulled me up once and she sits there and goes, did you sign this? And I, me being the bad liar, I was like, yeah. And she's like, it looks remarkably like your mom's. But then I questioned one little part of it. And so then she's like, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mom. I learned how to sign your name pretty well. And there, I can't tell you how many permission slips.
It's really funny because I don't really remember having to have permission slips back in school. I think they would just take you anywhere, whenever.
Literally, Oklahoma would just kidnap you.
Yeah, basically.
They call all your parents and like, we have a hostage at the zoo. Bring $300.
No, they'd be like, we're taking your kid to Tishomingo. And if you ever want him to get out of that hellhole.
Oh, Lord. Tishomingo.
That was a kidnapping.
Listen, there was a state college there, and I would go for entomology contests, and it was not fun.
What college is that?
I cannot recall. Hang on.
Is that Swasu? No.
Fuck all if I know. Tishomingo College? Boop. There has to be one. Murray State.
Oh, yeah. Huh. See, we lived pretty close to, this is in Kansas. We were in Cowley College.
Oh, Cowley.
Oh, Cowley. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Cowley, yeah. And that was the college we always went to. And that was actually my college I went to for 1 year. And then I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a big college. It'll be so worth it. Woohoo!
Says my student loan provider. They're like, ha, 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 thank you for
this. It's worth it for us. Yes, get an education.
The fire behind me.
Yeah.
You think this is low interest until you see it accumulate.
Also, anyways. What is the educational value of learning about mixing vinegar and baking soda to make a volcano? Because I feel like
it's interesting for kids to watch and a stereotype. It's kind of like how you always see it on TV, but you always see college students drinking out of red Solo cups at a party and high school students drinking out of red Solo cups. But like those don't really exist anywhere else. And it's not really, I don't know.
That was the science fair. You always wanted to be the volcano guy, or you had the guy that you were putting soda cans in ice water. No, putting it over heat and then dropping it in ice water so it condensed really fast.
Or like the balloon car with like the rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. or the potato battery or the light bulb, science. On a budget.
I will never forget in sixth grade, because in sixth grade, it was your last year to do the science fair. That was it. Like it was the last chance, because after that, you couldn't do it at school. You didn't get to participate in middle school or high school. And I did a presentation on the duality of light in waves versus photons. And I did whole little demonstrations. I set up a prism with a light and the little pass-throughs. I didn't even place. You know who got first place? The fucking volcano. The volcano got first place. And you know what I realized thinking back on it? The judges for this were three of the local preachers.
They're that one's obviously gay, so no win for him.
There's a rainbow on there.
Should've done a project about Jesus.
God makes volcanoes, though, so...
Now this one I love.
I think we only did it in fourth grade, and that was my science fair. And I did one over some sort of vision thing where you it spun and you would stare at it. And then if you stared off somewhere else, it messed up with your vision. I can't remember the details, but
hypnosis?
It wasn't hypnosis.
Here you go, kids. Enough. Stare into the sun.
Stare into this bright light. But, I remember I got marked down for it because I didn't make my information board on the table pretty enough. She said I could have done more with it. What? And because I used some sort of like beige material on it, and it wasn't colorful.
Well, that's your own fault.
But so it wasn't colorful, but we just didn't have much options at the house. And I remember she like docked me down for that. And I asked her, I said, oh, how? And she's like, you could have used more color. And I'm like, we're poor. We can't just go buy all this stuff to make it pretty.
Yeah, seriously.
And she was just like, you could have made it work with things around the house.
Like what? There's nothing around the house.
I'm just imagining me going home going, Mom, I'm sorry, I have to yank these curtains down because I have to decorate the science board I made.
Let me use the minimal access to cosmetics that you have for my science board. I got to really paint up the whole background with your mascara.
That was...
Oh, my God.
That was one teacher that for some reason didn't like me, and I was always, like, the golden child in school. And so... It drove me nuts.
So I was like a straight A student up until sixth grade. And in sixth grade, I got my first B. And I remember breaking down about it and just absolutely bawling and feeling like such a fucking failure.
I was a straight A until my senior year. And then I was just like, why do I fucking care this much?
Oh, my senior year, I was such like devil may care about it because I was like, whatever, I don't fucking care. I had one teacher who I really liked, but she really got irritated with me because she would be like, I don't understand why you don't do the homework. If you're going to get everything right on the tests, like just do the homework so you get the points. And I was like, well, the homework is supposed to be for me to show you that I learned. And I did. So
I did.
Right?
Yeah, you dumb bitch. So,
like, why should I have to do the homework? I already know. That was me as a little shitty little kid.
Well, yeah, but you didn't change. You're still a shitty little kid.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Did any of you also get anxiety from when the teacher would make students read out loud paragraphs?
Popcorn reading?
Yeah, I did not like that.
I was never bad at it. I was a great reader, but yeah. I was so much anxiety to read a paragraph out loud.
I didn't mind.
I was just always afraid of like being made fun of by my classmates.
Yes.
Because I was already different enough.
Yeah.
Mm. I like reading, so I didn't really care.
Oh, speaking of different, this, I forgot about this. Sitting in class once, we were going over science and statistics, and somehow on our book, this was brought up, and it was like, at the time, one out of every 10th person is gay or something like that.
Yeah, that used to be the stat, like 10% of people, right?
And she's like, so there's 18 of you in this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She goes, one of you statistically is going to be gay. And I remember like all these kids being like, it's not me. And me, I'm like, is it me? Am I the gay kid? I the problem?
That's how you figured it out?
Which, it's kind of weird that I was so panicked about it back then. Like, what if it is me? And, oh my God, that's going to be horrifying.
Well, remember, because we had all that fucking trauma.
It was me. Hello, classmates from my school back in the day. I am your statistic.
Hello, Latham. My name is JD. What's yours?
I put a spell on you.
And now I'm gay. So gay.
Still gay. Jeez. That was the same teacher that we were doing popcorn reading. And I remember my hair grew out pretty long then. And I would sit there and spin my hair on my finger. I don't know why people didn't think I was gay. That's what gets me about all these stories.
I think they did.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Nobody told my mom was the problem.
That was the problem?
This one teacher, she was a substitute teacher, and she goes, she's calling out names, and she goes, to next we'll have the boy twirling his hair around his finger read.
Calm out.
She was like, hey, you little faggot. You got a popcorn read?
That bitch clocked me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
There were no survivors. Fucking Jonas Brother wannabe.
I mean, she basically just went, hey, homo, your turn.
She said, every one out of 10 people's gay, so we'll have the gay one read, and you just start reading.
I always remember during popcorn reading, it was always the dick move to, like, if the chapter was, like, coming to an end and class is almost over, so everyone start, like, packing their stuff up when they weren't supposed to, you would, like, wait till, like, the last sentence or, like, the last two words, and they'd be like, oh, popcorn, meh, so-and-so, and, like, their book was already put up and away, and they, like, had to awkwardly get their book back out and turn back to the page, and the teacher would be like, mm-hmm, don't you put your stuff away yet?
I love how snarky teachers were.
It's so funny thinking back on it, too, because, like, they had to have been so much younger than we thought they were at the time.
I also realized that a lot of them would come in bitchy sometimes, and I'm like, nowadays, I'm like, you were wine drunk last night. Mm. That's what happened, and you deserve that.
Them.
I'm proud of you. You had a hangover.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Proud of you.
Mrs. Blankety Blank. I also loved every teacher back then in their denim, like, pullover skirts that you
oh, that my God. Where were they shopping for those?
I know.
By Mennonites.
They had, like, the applique and, like, the little, yeah. I don't know, like, stitches of, like, a schoolhouse or an apple.
It's
or,
a goddamn, it's like a cat.
So ugly.
It's always a cat.
But everything, they ate in those fucking dresses.
Yep, everything was denim and plaid and some sort of tacky apple or cat or...
Mm-hmm. There's something else. A ruler or a pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys ever... what are these exactly... Who's your least favorite teacher that you had throughout your entire elementary, middle, high school careers?
Are we saying their names?
I would love to say her name.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I have one. He's like, her name is Mrs. Beatrice Hook, and she taught French at University High School in Morgantown. I hope she doesn't anymore, because I didn't learn a single thing because you sucked as a teacher. I hate you. Fuck you.
Wee-wee.
Wait, are we talking grade school, high school, and college, or a specific thing?
Sure, go for it. Add college on there if you want.
See, my problem is college, I don't remember his name, but he was my statistics teacher at my associate's degree. Worst fucking teacher ever. And I love statistics, so I hated that course because of him. But other than that, I'll say it was my grade school teacher from fourth grade, Mrs. Ulrich. She was so bitchy. She was also the one that I was like, you're wine drunk, and I do not appreciate this. Kidding.
That's funny.
She's the one that marked me down for my science project, and I'm like, you just hate me. Why? You don't like gays, do you?
That's what it was. She already knew. You're like... You hate me. Why?
Why do you hate me so much? I'm too pretty for this.
So I didn't have a bad teacher necessarily. I had one that was, her name was Mrs. Jones, and she hated everyone. And I don't know what it was about me. It just, most teachers left me alone or just liked me, but she was such a bitch to everybody else. And I didn't like her because of that, but she did let me get away with a lot more than everybody else did because she was such a bitch to everyone else. One day I accidentally, like, I can't remember what I did, and she got mad at the guy next to me, and I just totally blamed it on him, and he got pissed at me, and then, like, she sent him to, like, the front of the class. It was wild, but she was a real bitch. Every single time we were in her class, yeah. She was mean to every person, and she'd yell at just constantly.
Damn.
Yeah.
We had one teacher that a lot of people didn't like because she would put notes on your back if you fell asleep in her class. She would, like, literally put a note on your back and wake you.
Whoa.
But she was one of my absolute favorite teachers because if you caught her good side, excellent. She was excellent.
I take it back. I do have a least favorite teacher, and it was Mr. Bryant, my first ag teacher, because that dude was a fucking asshole. Just generally speaking, if you weren't country enough for him, he was a dick to you.
Yeah.
I did dairy cattle judging, which is a real thing, in FFA. And this dude would sit there and he'd not look at you the whole time that you're standing there at basically at ease because, like, you have to stand in a certain position to give your reasons when you're doing dairy cattle judging. And he'd put his fucking glasses in his ear, like the tip of his glasses, and you do this the whole time and not look at you, and then just randomly he put them in his mouth. Yep. He was so gross. Dude was just disgusting.
To me, it's annoying that I know exactly what dairy cattle judging is, but I, for some reason, have this image of you in there, and you're like, huh, the blend of your spots look terrible.
I do know a bitch when I see one.
Her memory definition was lacking.
Lactating.
Exactly. No, it wasn't. That's why it was lacking.
It's utterly awful. Oh.
She had poor suspension in the hind rear. Or hind rear. The hind end. I don't know.
Oh, how embarrassing.
It was saggy. I know. It's been forever.
Her milk production was subpar. It was only 2%.
Can we move on?
Sorry, please. I'm making this up off the top of my head. Let's go.
Well, fellas, do you think it's time for a little break?
Let's go to a little breaky break.
A little break. I think this break will be extra surprising for you guys.
Listen up.
Are you loving the episode? Have you ever thought about creating your own episode? You know, like having your own podcast. What are you waiting for? Get started at podup.com. We're one of the sponsors of this podcast, and we would love to sponsor yours someday as well. Starting is as easy as creating an account at podup.com today. PodUp has literally everything you need to run a full professional show. PodUp has over 35 different tools with AI integration to further help you succeed. Create a free starter account or get a paid account for 15% off with code BeardsAndSundries15. So go check out podup.com. Or if you're wanting a podcast that's done for you, where you pay an agency to do all of the website, social media, and editing work, check out podallies.com. PodAllies is an agency run by the folks that literally built the PodUp podcasting software. Get started with them at podallies.com. Get 15% off when you sign up today for PodUp or PodAllies with code BeardsAndSundries15. We can't wait to create with you and launch your podcast. Now, back to the show.
You're listening to Jay, Anthony, and Joe on the Beards and Sundries podcast, the podcast rated 5 out of 6 balls.
Yay! Woo! Guys, we have a sponsor! I was originally going to pop this champagne on the microphone, but apparently I shook my desk too much before the show, and it popped right in front of me and terrified the shit out of me.
And we didn't get it on record. That is so annoying. We really have to start recording as soon as we get into the studio from now on.
Yeah. It scared me so much.
The pre-show gold is just gold. And then we get stupid as soon as the camera turns on.
Hey, asking for me, what was that website again? Because I'm tired of editing this shit.
That's podup.com or podallies.com. Use code BeardsAndSundries15 to get 15% off.
Did you say podup.com?
Podup.com. PODUP.com or podallies.com. PODALLIES.com. Don't forget to use
shut code up!
BeardsAndSundries15. That's BEARD.
Well, if there's one thing we love in this break room, it's a good ally. So make sure you check them out.
You have to spell out the word and. You can't use an ampersand, just so you know.
It doesn't work.
Oh. Do you guys have any random facts that we should teach everyone?
Well, it's funny you ask, Jay, because I have a pretty good one. It's called the Maillard effect. And this is what happens whenever you toast bread or cook meat. And what happens is it turns the proteins or their binding agents into sugars, and it makes them taste better.
Caramelization.
Interesting.
Well, I have an interesting fact. Did you guys know that the dinosaurs are not actually extinct?
Yeah. They're chickens.
Yeah, they're birds now. Yeah. All them birds.
Meow, meow. Right? Kidding.
That's
meow,
exactly meow. Right. Jay, give us a random fact.
That's a random Jay fact. The chicken goes, meow, meow.
It's kind of like when that little plastic toy you get as a kid that you pull the little toggle and it's starting to mess up and the arrow flies around. They're like, and the cat go or the chicken goes, meow.
That's a random fact you got, Jane.
Weirdly enough, which I had to Google this to like confirm that they weren't just lying to me to spend more money. On the cruise, I was in the men's cologne store and I learned that there's three levels of cologne you can buy.
I can't wait for these pronunciations. Go.
It is perfume, eau de parfum, and eau de toilette.
Okay, yeah, so is that from like worst to best?
That is perfume is your top, which is 40% of the oil.
Oh, top. Okay, I'm into it.
Eau de parfum is the mid-range, which is 15 to 20% oil. And the eau de toilette is the 5 to 10% oil. So they last longer the more oil that's in it.
Is the rest just water from the toilet?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I was laughing because I was telling one of my friends at work, she's like, I'll never remember that. And I said, well, think of it this way. If it's short, that means it's fancy. So perfume, that's your fanciest. And then if it has the word toilet in it, it can't be the fanciest. So that's your low end one.
Oh, the toilet.
So, because I was looking at the Chanel and they were just like, oh, there, yeah, there's the perfume. And she grabbed it and I was like, well, what's this one? This one's cheaper. And she's like, oh, that's eau de perfume. And I'm like, why are we saying it that
shitty
way?
Shitty eau de perfume.
She's like, that's for people that only want to smell good for 6 to 8 hours, not 8 to 10.
Okay, I've got one.
What?
So apparently, the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health, and that's why we raise a toast.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh, God, toast sounds so good.
I know, yeah. You guys have talked about toast twice.
Oh, now I just food. Want toast.
toast.
Oh my fucking
God. Ooh, no. Eggs in a basket. Brioche. When you cut a hole in the bread. Yeah. Yes. Okay, what's your next fact, Anthony?
I don't know. All of a sudden, all the facts I know have fled from my brain.
Oh, I literally pulled up a list of 101 facts from cosmopolitan.com.
Oh, I probably should have. Oh, did you know that there is the oh my gosh. What is it called? There is a guy every year on Edgar Allan Poe's birthday. Mm-hmm. Random person. Well, not anymore. Used to be. They haven't been seen for a little over 20 years. So they probably mm-hmm. passed away. But they would go and leave a bottle of Poe's favorite brandy on the grave every single year on his birthday. And it was like a mystery person. They were all like wrapped up and stuff. You didn't know who it was. And just once a year, they'd go out there and do it. Yeah. And it's called the Poe something or other. I keep wanting to say the Poe smoker.
That's you. That's not a mystery.
Anyways, yeah, that was a real thing that happened.
All right, what's your next one, Jay?
Did you know that every 23 years, an evil warlock summons the creeper from the bounds of hell to slay on earth? No, kidding.
Shut the... It's every 27 years.
I thought it was 23.
I thought it was 27. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to look it up now.
Anyways, the real fact that I learned earlier when I was doing stuff, Venus is actually our only planet that spins clockwise.
Clockwise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't detail it. Sorry.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, one out of 10, she's clockwise.
One out of 10 planets are gay, and so Venus must be. He's spinning his hair.
That's definitely it.
I point over and I'm like, ha, you're gay.
Well, technically, we have anywhere between 8 and 13 planets in our solar system. We don't actually know how many there are.
That's true. And it depends on what day you're asking a scientist. Pluto is or isn't.
I was going to say, where are we right now? Is Pluto not
anymore? Still not a planet.
It's still not.
I thought it was considered a microplanet now, or something of that name.
I don't know.
Well, here's another one from me. So apparently, competitive art used to be an Olympic sport. Between 1912 and 1948, the international sporting events awarded medals for music, painting, sculpture, and architecture. So it says here that the famous pottery scene in Ghost could have won an Olympic medal, as well as an Academy Award for the best screenplay.
I don't think it would have won the Olympic for clay, you know? Like, I've seen better.
Damn.
Why don't you just say damn?
Maybe not as sexy, but, you know, better clay pottery.
It's like when you're watching the Olympics and they take like one step off the mat and you're like, God, what a fucking loser. As I'm like eating a stick of butter on the couch.
Yes, exactly. As I crammed down some Costco rotisserie chicken earlier and some bag mashed potatoes.
I haven't had a rotisserie chicken in a hot minute. That sounds delicious.
I was trying to think of an easy dinner and I was just walking by and I was like, yeah, fuck, I'm going to grab a chicken. Like, I'm already here grocery shopping. I'm going to spend $5. I'm going to get the fucking chicken.
So what's your next fact, Jay?
I was a little bit selfish on this one, and I saw this. Do you know what the last letter added to the English alphabet was?
Mm-mm. W?
J.
Really?
J was the last letter, and it dates back to, allegedly, 1524. Before that, the letter I was used for both I and J sounds.
Huh.
So I was the baby in my family, and my name, well, technically my name is three letters, but the sound of my name is the baby of the alphabet. The sound of my
name. I've got another one. So apparently a chef's hat has 100 pleats. Apparently it's meant to represent the 100 ways that you can cook an egg.
There's 100 ways to cook an egg?
Yeah. I guess so.
How many ways do you think there is to cook a potato?
Oh my God, there's so many ways to cook a potato. Do we want to talk about that? We're only 15
How
minutes in.
How many ways to cook a potato?
Did you know that there are rarely any steady winds at the equator?
Oh, okay. Is it just a bunch of gusts?
Trade winds come up from the north and the south, like the northern and southern hemispheres, and they meet there, and it's called the doldrums.
Oh, so it's like Oklahoma.
No, because there's a lot of fucking wind here.
Yeah. Okay, we're just like, it meets in different directions here.
It generally like rises above due to heat, so like it's very much like you don't experience the wind on the equator very, very much.
Wow, lucky them.
Yeah. No, I love the wind. It's the only thing that keeps this place fucking tolerable.
No, I don't, because yesterday I was mowing, and it was windy, and my poor contacts hurt my eyes afterwards.
Why did you wear your contacts while you were mowing?
I always do, because I don't have problems normally.
It's a mistake. I mean, you're getting those little bits of grass up in your eye? Like, that happens to me all the time.
No, I've never had a problem with it until it's super windy out.
Well, do you guys think it's time for a commercial?
I think it's time for not a real commercial.
I think that's enough facts, but Beardos, if you have some fun random facts, make sure to send them to us. You can either leave us a voicemail at 405-999-2242, or you can email us at beardsandsundries@gmail.com.
Sexy facts.
Now, for a word from our sponsor, Jay's Wacky Tacky Fun Facty Fun Fact Calendar.
God damn it!
Hello listeners, today at the Beards and Sundries Market you can pick up Jay's Wacky Tacky. What the hell is that?
Hello listeners, Jay here. This sponsor kind of sucks because Anthony made it up and I just didn't want to do it, so I hope you appreciate this. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey guys, make sure you follow and subscribe to our podcast so you can receive a notification every Sunday when a new episode drops.
If you can't give your kids the new
remember
calendar,
that name,
you can get them Jay's Wacky Tacky Fun Facty Fun Fact Calendar.
It'll make you go quacky, wacky, zacky, wow!
Well, I hope you really enjoyed these facts that you have not read as of recording, but you're going to love them when you hear them.
Only on Jay's Wacky Tacky Fun Facty Fun Fact Calendar.
Well, Jay, when you put it that eloquently, it's hard to argue with that.
Thank you.
But do we have any Beardos submitted sundries this week?
A few, yes. Gabe messaged us on Instagram, and I just wrote this one down, even though we heard this from multiple people. So thank you for the feedback. We really love to hear it. Gabe said, "This was such a good episode. Loved it. Such a relatable topic that every gay can connect with," which he's referencing our porn episode from last week.
I had a suspicion, but I'm glad you clarified.
Yes, that was, and it was a little relatable, just a little. It's like the love language of gays, porn.
I can smell the skin so soft right now.
Oh, God.
I started laughing when we were talking about the softest penis in the land.
This side of the Mississippi.
Absolutely no wrinkles.
And I don't know if you guys checked, but I have been looking at Apple Podcasts randomly to see our reviews for the past, like, year.
And oh, yeah?
From February of last year until just recently, it's been crickets, quiet. Nobody loves us.
Really?
Wow. Not a single comment.
I ask you guys to rate us and leave us a review in every episode, and you've done it in almost no episodes, you fucking bitches.
It went over 365 days without a lovely comment.
Hey, at this point, we're just happy with a voicemail. So, you know, Beardos, just do whatever you can, honestly.
You know, I know we ask a lot of you, but if you would do as Anthony also says, tell your friends to love our show, you could delegate the workout.
I said love it.
But we got a lovely review on Apple Podcasts, and it says, "The three smart, funny, and sexy Beardos have quickly become my favorite Sunday entertainment. I watch their podcast on YouTube every Sunday on my back porch with a glass or two of wine. Their witty banter and homo sexiness helps me relax. Blech. Helps me relax and prepare for the week ahead." I loved that. Thank you so much.
Was fantastic.
And that's right. They mentioned that they watch us on YouTube, which, if you guys didn't already know, if you're listening to us, we're on YouTube. We edit these and we record video so you can see our lovely faces as well. So if you're into watching podcasts instead of listening to them, we are on YouTube as well.
Because sometimes Anthony does this.
And listener, you won't know what that was unless you watch us on YouTube.
That's youtube.com.
Use code beardsandsundries15 to get absolutely 0% off anything on youtube.com.
Use search term beards and sundries to find beards and sundries. That's beards and sundries on youtube.com.
Use beardsandsundries.com and click the YouTube button to reach Beards and Sundries YouTube.
If only there were a way to find us somewhere else.
How could you search us? Have you tried it in Google, y'all?
Oh my God. Aren't we supposed to do this at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we will.
We have to double up now because apparently nobody listens to the end.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. Anyway, I got my last user content, and it's from Bryce Check.
Cha-ching. Beep, beep. Oh, wait. Better.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit a sound again.
I was trying to look for one. I didn't.
Oh, I've got one. There, no. Here it is. Okay.
Hey, that's not very nice.
No, we saved that for John.
Yeah. John.
John.
This episode had me cackling more than ever this week. Loved the topic. I don't know why, but I was obsessed with Rocco Steele for the longest time. Still am. I've had a daddy thing going for ever. Parental and childhood trauma definitely don't know her. I still use incognito mode in fear someone will randomly get into my phone and look at my search history. As if that happens often. I can't wait for the merch to drop and will definitely be purchasing the calendar. Can't wait to see your nudes. Who doesn't love pasta? Also, I definitely approve a Bryce Check. Are you for real? Love you guys. Can't wait for the next episode. Much love. Bryce.
Well, what a wonderful Bryce Check this week. Thank you.
I know. That made me happy.
Well, then, if that's it, does anyone have something to check out?
I've got one this week. So, they're a pretty well-known podcast that we know of, but in case you haven't heard of them, speaking of this week's topic, this is a podcast that I know of called Teachers Off Duty. And what this is it's several young teachers that kind of get together and they discuss a certain topic for the week. They'll talk about summer vacations, field trips from hell, how to deal with troubled children. They actually do some serious topics. I've had a couple of really good episodes that I really enjoyed that they do. But they do a really great take on teaching from a teacher's perspective, especially in this day and age. And they talk about ways they handle situations. They give each other advice. They listen to viewer feedback. And they sit down and they have really interesting and very smart conversations about being a teacher in today's world and moral landscape. So if you're looking for another podcast to add to your repertoire and you like to, you think you would like to get into understanding more of what teachers face today in this day and age, check out Teachers Off Duty Podcast.
They have some very wild stories of things that I could not imagine happening in school.
Oh my God. School's got to be way different nowadays than it was when I was in.
They did an episode on school shootings and it was really powerful. It was a really good episode.
That would be a good one. I mean, hard to listen to, but a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the discussion relevant. Was so harrowing, but also like constructive and helpful and comforting at the same time. They're teachers for a reason. They know how to get information across and they're very informative when they talk.
Yeah. See, when we say I don't want a politician in office, that's the kind of people I'm thinking of. People that can actually do something and say stuff. Not what's going on right now.
I know.
Yeah.
We should go on to game time, though. Do you guys want to play a game?
We should move on to game time.
Let's move on to game time.
I do have the game this week. All right. Today, I'm bringing back, but better, Jeopardy. All right, guys. I revamped Jeopardy into Jeopardy this week, and I made it a board of questions. This is K through 6th grade. I kept it all grade school. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
First category, the math ain't mathin'.
Sis.
Next, it's science. History repeats itself. Mm-hmm. Walk it off, said my gym coach. And biomalology.
Huh?
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
I wish we had the budget to have Megan Mullally read all the clues from biomalology.
Biomalology.
As it turns out, Beardos, we have no budget.
Yeah. We haven't. Well, why don't you go sign up for PodUp? I need to be able to buy Megan Mullally's voice.
That needs to be more than one of you. It needs to be all of
she's
you.
She's an Oklahoma native. Friends. It might be cheaper than we think.
Maybe we can get a discount.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
Pick a number between 1 and 10, Jay.
Yeah, number between 1 and 10. Boys, guess.
There you go.
7.
3.
Ooh, Joe's closer. It was 9.
All right.
All right,
Joe, pick.
Let's start with It's Science for 400.
It's Science for 400. NaCl is the chemical symbol. I heard Joe first.
Damn it!
That is the chemical symbol for sodium chloride. Ooh, what is sodium chloride?
Which is also known as table salt. Joe, go next.
I like this category, but I feel like Anthony's going to take it from me. So let's switch over to Walk It Off, said my gym coach, for 200.
Walk It Off, said my gym coach. I am the shared unit of energy in food and in exercise. Anthony.
What is a calorie?
That is correct. Fantastic job, Anthony. All right. That's 200 for Anthony. The board is yours.
Let's go. It's science for 600.
It's science for 600. I am the hardest substance in the human body. Joe.
What is bone?
Ooh, I'm so sorry. You just lost 600 that way. Oops. Anthony, 1, 2, 3. Boop, boop, boop.
My garbage brain the whole time was, what is this, dick?
That's Dick's 100 points for you.
What is this?
It is tooth enamel.
Oh, that doesn't make sense based off my tooth enamel experiences.
Did you know that teeth are the only bone part of the body that can't heal itself because of the enamel?
That is correct. Yes,
that makes more sense.
All right. I guess since somebody got that, we'll go back to Anthony.
No, I was going to say, I get to go again. It's science for 800.
It's science for 800. Question is, if you were traveling by jet at 550 miles per hour, it would still take you 19 years to reach this item in our solar system. Anthony.
What is the moon?
Oh, I am sorry. That's for you. That's 800 down.
I don't want to risk it. I have
Joe,
some guesses, but...
Two, three. It is the sun, boys.
Oh,
I thought
really?
So, but I didn't want to risk
it. It would only take 19 years?
Yep.
That's
now, if you're driving by car at like 60 miles per hour, I think it was like 127 or something of that sort.
But if you're driving like Jay, it only takes 100.
It'll be 103.
You won't make it to the sun because you'll crash into Venus because you'll be texting and driving at 550 miles an hour through space.
I'll be like, look how fast that thing's spinning clockwise. All right, Anthony, the board's still yours.
Let's do something different. Let's do Walk It Off Said My Gym Coach for 400.
Walk It Off Said My Gym Coach for 400. This sports league was started in 1946. One, two, three. Boop, boop, boop. That was the NBA.
I was going to say the NBA, but I didn't want to lose the points. Fuck.
I get it. It's scary, boys. It's scary. All right, Anthony, steal your board.
Let's do the math ain't mathin' for 400. I wanted to wait.
The math ain't,
I hate math.
The math ain't mathin' for 400. I am the shape with six sides. Oh, man. You guys were both equal on my end. I think Joe got it just a hint faster from my side.
What is a hexagon?
That is correct, Joe.
We also would have accepted square. What is a square?
Oh, yeah. Cube.
Oh, Joe, I'm really proud of you. You got 400
cube,
points.
That's what I meant. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm
yeah, that's embarrassing.
It. It is embarrassing.
Joe, board's yours. What's your next choice?
Let's go back over to It's Science for 200.
It's science for 200. I am the planet in our solar system with the most gravity. Anthony?
What is Jupiter?
That is correct. Yeah. Jupiter is correct. All
she
right,
got so much
Anthony.
Gravity.
Look at you go. The board is... Well, that was science, right? Yeah, the board is yours.
Let's finish off the category for 1,000 and see if either of us know what the fuck this is.
It's science for 1,000. I am the unit of measurement for energy. Anthony.
What is an erg?
Oh, God, that sucks. It is not.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Joe, one.
I don't want to risk it.
Three. All right. It is joules.
Yeah. Mm.
I wouldn't have guessed it either.
But I didn't get 1,000, the most basic version.
So that really sucks. All right.
That does suck.
Joe, your turn.
Let's do Walk It Off, Said My Gym Coach for 600.
Walk It Off, Said My Gym Coach for 600. I am the sport plate with the shuttlecock, and that is Joe.
What is badminton?
Oh, it does say badminton. Mine said cricket. Oh, Joe, it's your board.
Walk It Off, Said My Gym Coach for 800, please.
All right, Walk It Off, Said My Gym Coach. 800, to measure the body's ability to use oxygen efficiently would be measuring this. One, two, three, boop, boop, boop. It's cardiovascular fitness.
Great.
Oh.
Wasn't what I was going to say.
Anthony's like, winning.
Cardiovascular fitness, dick in his ass. Ooh.
I was.
I have
say
a PhD
SPO2
in
levels.
That. Pretty huge dick.
Pretty huge dick. Pretty huge, dude.
All right, Joe, your turn again.
Walk It Off's Said My Gym Coach for 1,000.
All right, for 1,000. 29 minutes was the longest point in history for this sport. I was hoping this would give you a hint. 1, 2, 3. Meep, meep, meep. Tennis.
What?
Jesus.
That would be awful. That's hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. Joe.
Well, let's hop over to History Repeats Itself for 400.
History Repeats Itself for 400. I am the year that World War II officially started. Anthony?
1937. What is 1937?
Oh, no.
Officially.
I have to wonder who, white people?
When the U.S. got involved.
One. Oh, okay, Joe.
What is 1941?
No.
Is it 36?
1939.
Oh, really? It wasn't 37?
Not according to Google.
Not according to pornmd.com.
But you're welcome to verify for me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You're 100% right. I thought it was 37 for sure. I guess I'm just thinking of like terminal.
I learned from John Magnum teaching me. I'm going to teach you war.
Beardos, I have thrown all caution to the wind of this episode, and I shall be getting as many negative points as humanly possible.
Well, you're doing fantastic.
I'm Joe. Real good at that.
I think it's your board, right?
Does it go back to me? Because we both got it wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it should always go back to the last person who got it. Last person who got it right. Somebody new gets it. Yeah.
Let's go with History Repeats Itself for 200.
All right. I am a Dutch painter who cut off my ear. Anthony.
Yeah, it was Anthony.
Who is Vincent Van Gogh?
About fucking time.
You're fucking right.
Oh, Anthony, it's finally your board.
Yeah, let's do History Repeats Itself for 600. Well, actually, technically, earlier you took it away from me, but I'm not going to go throw a fit about it.
I don't give a shit. Anyway.
No.
I am where the Declaration of Independence was signed. 1, 2, 3. Just Joe.
Where is the back parking lot of an Arby's in Bozeman, Montana?
Close. But it was Philadelphia. Alrighty.
Let's do 800.
Yeah. It took me 200, or well, sorry. It took 200 years to build this famous eighth wonder of the world. Anthony.
What is the Sphinx?
No.
Damn it! Why am I doing so bad at this?
Joe, what was yours?
What is the Great Wall of China?
Yes!
Right.
I used to be so good at fucking random questions, and I am not doing well tonight, Beardos.
Joe.
We're going to switch it up a little bit. Let's hop over to the Math Ain't Mathin' for 200.
Math Ain't Mathin' for 200. A little over 3 feet makes up this unit of measurement, which, Anthony?
Ooh, a little over 3 feet?
Mm-hmm.
It is 3.2 something something something.
What is a meter?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a tricky one because I wanted to say yard, and I was like, that's
"I know."
Not right, because that's exactly
I would have jumped right in and said yardstick. I'm like, "Oh God, no!
Oh no!"
Let's do Math Ain't Mathin' for 600.
All right, Math Ain't Mathin' for 600. 500 of this unit of measurement will also equal 5 meters. Anthony. One.
Hang on. What are millimeters?
That's not what mine said.
Right.
It's God not right.
It. I'm not brave enough to risk a point.
My brain is not working for this episode. I said it and I knew what the answer was, and I still fucking said the wrong thing.
Joe, 1, 2, 3. It is centimeters.
Centimeters. Oh. It's not millimeters. It would be 5,000 if it were. God damn it. Hate it here. Why?
I'm loving this game. All right. Who's net?
Math Ain't Mathin' for 800.
Yeah, it was Anthony because he was the last.
Okay. Yeah, don't take it from me again.
300,000 kilometers per second divided by 186,000 miles per second is the equation for calculating this. 1, 2, 3.
What is the speed of light?
You didn't buzz in, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you. Buzz.
Good job on that. That knocked you a little less negative. All right, thank Anthony, God, the board's yours.
Math ain't mathin' for a thousand.
Google has this amount of zeros in it.
I don't want to risk the points.
Oh, God.
What's their stock value right now?
I have an answer, but I can't show you.
Nope. I really don't know. I cannot recall.
I have a good idea of what it is. I just don't want to risk it.
All right. Boop. It's 100 zeros.
Oh, no. That was way
off. That's so many.
That's a lot. All right. You guys really skipped biomolology. And
I just don't understand what
Never
it
mind.
Is.
I forgot. History has one.
Let's do history repeats itself for 1,000.
History repeats itself. I am the first country that used paper money. 1, 2, 3. Boop. China.
Oh, I wanted to guess China, but I didn't want to risk it.
That's surprising. Good for them. Actually, it's not surprising. It's surprising. Never mind.
All right.
Biomolology for 200.
Biomolology. I am the powerhouse of the cell. Joe.
What? How did he get it before me?
Oh, maybe yours cut out.
Maybe.
So I'm just going to go in here and say...
What is the mitochondria?
Because if we have to go and edit this, Beardos, because I got my fucking buzzer in first. Jay's
okay, hold on.
Drunk on champagne.
Good thing Joe edits these.
Bitch.
Yeah, I was trying to make myself look good here.
I still have access to all the raw footage. Where do you think it comes from, Joe?
I'll just give it to Joe because that's who I called, and he's gonna get that 200 points.
Yeah, woohoo!
So eight,
just like school.
All right, Joe, the board is yours.
Biomolology for 600, please.
Biomolology 600. I am the rarest blood type in humans. I heard Joe again. Just barely. It's you guys are really close. One.
What
two.
Is AB positive?
Oh, that is incorrect. I am sorry,
damn it,
dear. Anthony.
What is AB negative?
That is correct.
Oh my god.
I'm so proud of you.
Damn.
Wow.
You initially want to say O negative, but that's not true. It is rare, but it's not the rarest.
Said
which
the same
one's
thing?
The universal like, donor?
O negative.
O neg. That's like either like, oh, you got O negative? Come on in. We don't care how gay you are. We donate that.
No, they won't. They won't because I'm like, I'm gay. And they're like, we still don't want your blood. And I'm like, I'm a universal donor. And they're like, gay.
Anthony.
Let's do biomolology for 800.
Biomolology 800. I am the hard outer covering on insects. Anthony.
What is an exoskeleton?
That is correct.
Yep. Nice.
All right. Wow, Anthony, look at you go. You are
let's do 1,000.
We are recovering. Sorry, I'm gonna change colors.
Biomolology for 1,000.
I am the green pigment found in the leaves of plants that assist with photosynthesis. Anthony?
What is chlorophyll?
Anthony, look at you go. That is correct. Anthony, you've only got one option left.
Let's do biomolology for 400, Bob.
Biomolology for 400. It's the Galey double.
Did we really skirt around it, or was it just the last one?
You absolutely skirted around it.
No way.
You absolutely did. I was sitting here like, how are you doing this? I made it before we even got
I love
here.
That you skipped, because I would have done 400 if I had had the board, and I'm so glad you skipped it now.
I don't even know what I would wager. I don't even know how many points I have.
Yeah.
How many points do I have?
Is that,
I don't even think I'm positive.
Anthony, you have positive 400.
Hell yeah! What is Joe at?
At one point, you were at negative 2,800, so you recovered.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
Is it at positive 200?
Oh.
That's all?
Yeah, Joe, you did really well, but you lost a couple that knocked you down pretty hard.
Damn.
Then
well,
I
Anthony,
will...
are you going to make it a true Galey double?
No, I'm going to wager 199, Bob.
Oh, you're doing 199?
Yep.
Well, Wait, all right. Is it going to be final Jeopardy or is this it?
There will be a final Jeopardy.
Okay. So does that all change right. your wager, Anthony, or no?
No.
All right. Anthony, you're doing the Gailey Double for $199. I am the largest internal organ in the human body. Anthony? One, two.
What
three.
Is the circulatory system?
That sucks so much. It is the liver.
What is the nervous? Oh, I was thinking like, well, I'm thinking systems and not just singular organs. So yeah.
Isn't it skin?
That's the external.
That is the largest organ, but the largest internal organ is the liver. All right.
I was also thinking, fucking never mind. Anyways, I was wrong.
Guys, you did fantastic. This is the closest I've ever seen Jeopardy scores before, with Joe at 200 and Anthony at 201. So good job.
Fucking bitch.
This is amazing to me. I'm fucking loving this. We're going to move on to Final Jeopardy now, and you guys can wager whatever you feel like. Just know that if you knock yourself in the negative, you owe me that much times 10 in money.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Good luck getting me to pay that.
Yeah. You can have them in BS bucks.
Seriously. Also, the Final Jeopardy category is Jesus Take the Wheel, but geographically, so nobody questions what that category is about like last time.
I'm still questioning what the category is about. What the fuck does this mean? Take the wheel, but geographically. So nobody questions what this category is about like last time. This is so fucking dumb.
I know.
Anyways.
Are we ready?
Yes. Almost.
10 down.
Ready.
I am the smallest ocean in the world. Anthony, we're going to have you go first. What did you wager?
I wagered 200.
Ooh, 200. Mm-hmm. All right. Anthony, what is your answer?
What is the Indian Ocean?
Wrong.
Shit.
All right. And with that, knocks you down to 1 point. Joe,
what is your wager? I feel so much better right now. My wager was zero. Because I read the category and I said, is this going to be biblical? I have no fucking idea. But I also guessed the Indian Ocean.
Oh, Joe wins by being a little bit more intelligent on that situation. I'm sorry, you boys. It was the Arctic Ocean.
What?
That's what it said.
Really?
I just want you all to be happy that I fucking put a Daily Double in there, and you guys still skipped around it until the very end.
I don't know how we did, but good for
us. I'm glad I thought that last question was going to be about the Bible, so I wagered 0 points.
I guess I was hoping it would either be about the Bible or geography, and I was kind of right. It just turns out that I don't know anything about geography.
What was your motivation naming that category?
Because last time we played Jeopardy, I named one Jesus Take the Wheel, and the category didn't really make sense. And you were like, what the fuck is this category? So I was like, I'm going to do it again.
Anyways, Beardos, after that fucking train wreck, I think I hear the intercom. I think I hear the intercom coming on, and the principal is calling us to the office.
Finally.
Go call our parents real quick at 405-999-2242 and let them know what bad boys we've been.
All that extra credit I'm going to work hard for.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah, Bryce, Mr. Steele wants to see you in his office. But, Beardos, make sure you fill in those Scantron bubbles all the way because it's time for us to go. If you'd like to help us out, go and subscribe to our podcast so you can get reminders every Sunday when we release a new episode. We also post frequent updates on all of our social media sites for any additional sundries that we add to the market.
And don't forget to rate us 5 stars and leave a review. Those reviews are what get us found by more listeners like you. Also, if just each one of you would tell a friend about the podcast, that would double our growth.
So go see the coach that we all have secrets, Cindy, and go to beardsandsundries.com.
Thanks, Miss Man.
And let us know what secrets we keep on there. And also go visit us on our social and tell us your secrets you're keeping on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads. And don't forget to email us so we can read it on user content at beardsandsundries@gmail.com.
So, from the three of us stupid idiots here at the Beards and Sundries Market, make sure to...
Will you give me the test scores, please? And love yourself.
Because we already loved you in the locker room.
Yum, 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 yum.
Bye,
noodle.
Bye. Bring back home economics.